Eagle in the Morning with Patch and Amy.
Came across this article.
I love this.
There's a magazine called Country Life, which I already am not a fan of because of the title. I feel like it's just a bunch of Paula Deen articles. And how to get your front porch looking good.
Country Life magazine is like, it's a magazine that's geared at people who live in a house that may be worth like $1 million+. It's not for us. It's a snobs magazine.
It's not when you live in Harrington in an apartment.
No, it's a snobs magazine. It's exactly what it is.
They came up with an entire thing about how a modern woman should act.
Okay.
Right? So
take lessons.
I just picked a few of them. I thought the ones that were most important.
Okay.
This is according to Country Life magazine, how to be the perfect modern lady.
Okay. Are you ready?
Your first one. Can you say thank you no matter where she is in the world? That's if you're a proper woman, you should know how to say thank you in any language.
Okay.
Like, I need to speak Mandarin, Brazilian.
You need to.
As Donald Trump says, Mexican. Just kidding. That's gracias. We all know that one. I would crush it in Mexico.
Yeah, you would.
You should be able to comfort nervous flyers when on a plane.
Yeah, you should go and give them a little snuggle. And
I have to, as a woman, I have to go around and make sure everybody's snuggled up and fine flying.
It's what women do. It's that mothering instinct. Let's make sure everyone's okay.
Must have missed that. even though you're a woman and you might not understand the rules of baseball and football, you should learn how to enjoy the game anyway.
Absolutely. If your man's sitting there and he's watching the game and you know nothing about it, it's your duty to learn some stuff about the game so you can converse with your man so you just don't sit there with that blank look on your face. Or
at the
worse,
very least, don't bother him with your questions.
Exactly.
During the game.
No.
That's his time.
You should learn that normally if you want to ask questions about what's going to happen, what's going on that day, do it between noon and one before the game start. Because, you know, they have that pre-game show and they're talking about all the different stuff. That's your time to learn. One until about 11 o'clock at night, shut up. We don't want to hear nothing apart from, would you like another beer, dear?
And don't even ask. If it's empty, know to refill it. Know your role, women. You should never wear shoes. The perfect modern lady, according to Country Magazine, never wear shoes she can't walk in. This I'm a fan of because, ladies, you look stupid when your shoes are too high and you can't walk and you got your T-Rex arms on because you're trying to stand upright and you take little baby steps. Like, your foot needs to flex. And if you can't walk like that in heels, you can't wear them.
Yeah.
And you can practice that. I've gotten some heels. I'm like, oh, I need to check these out around the house
before
you wear them in public. You know, do you know the look I'm talking about? T-Rex arms? They go up like this.
Because they're trying to balance themselves. Yeah.
Trying to keep it upright. And this one, it was emphasized. The perfect modern lady would never have Botox.
No. They don't need to have anything plumped. And I saw a lady online yesterday where she's had so much Botox in her lips that the last time she had it done, her bottom lip exploded.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, it made my lips hurt. I don't think there's anything wrong if you want to poke and prod and cut it yourself. I'm really not against it. I think you should know a limit, like Farrah Abraham. She just
had a boob job for the third time.
Yeah, and she keeps going up and up. But she looks like she looked good before. If you're not happy with your rack and you want to get them fixed or adjusted, whatever you want, as long as you feel good about yourself. But there's just some women that are so freaky looking. There's the Real Housewives of Miami. They have this one lady's mom is terrifying looking. She's had so much work done.
See, and there's that point where sometimes, you know, they have something done and it is an improvement, whether it be male or female, and it looks good. But when they keep going under the knife constantly, oh, yeah, it's just gross.
I don't know what her name is.
Doesn't matter. Just call
her gross.
I just
Googled Real Housewives of Miami mom, and she comes up because she's terrifying.
So on a final note for rules for being the perfect modern lady today, ladies, remember this as well. It's National Make Men a Dinner Day today, so you've got to make sure that you make the dinner for your man today.
Make men dinner or men make dinner?
No, it's women make dinner for their men day today. So make sure, ladies, you're getting it all prepared. It doesn't matter what you've been doing. Make sure you stop at that grocery store and get some stuff for your man today and get cooking.
Get your man a steak.
Yep.
Put your apron on.
And that's it.